Yorkers is 1,000 Opinions. My name is Pascual Cardone, and my co-host is Evelyn Callejo.
Hello. How are you? Good morning. And good morning, Germany. That's the next country on our list.
Oh, I know. That's exciting.
Listeners. Yes, Germany. It's just below Norway.
Is that where it is?
Yes. Am I right? Okay. Are you looking it up?
No, I wasn't looking it up. I know it's in Europe, of course, but I just didn't know the position of everything is. You know what I mean?
No, like, I don't mean geographically below. It's in terms of our list.
Oh, you're talking geographically. Well, all right, whatever. I just know it's in Europe.
Whoever listening to this is saying, these two don't know where they are. And don't get me started. My husband is upset that I don't know where I live. I feel I'm north. Apparently, we're south. Oh. You know, don't get me started with that. So anyway, Hey, Pascual, good to see you.
Same here. It's been a long time.
Yes. So it's good to see you. You're shining.
Okay? Everything good?
Everything's okay. You know, right. We're in a holding pattern with business.
Right.
Okay. So I'm just waiting.
Keep us posted. That's all.
I will. I'll tell the whole world.
Can I throw something out about something?
Yeah, throw it.
All right. So, you know, it's summertime, especially up here in the Northeast, because you're in Florida, it's always sunny.
Freaking hot. Yeah.
Tell us how you really feel. But I have a question. What is your opinion on Speedos for men?
Oh, my God. Thank you for asking. Pascual, I think no. It never, even if you have the best body in the whole world, it's wrong.
Really? On so many levels. Now, let me ask you something. Do you ever like to watch the wrestling on TV, the world wrestling, when men are in Speedos? So what's the difference?
I don't think they should wear them either.
But they do.
Even with the swimmers.
But they all do, especially there's thousands of people that are straight that love those, you know, that watch the men.
Oh, are you suggesting it's a gay thing?
I don't know, but like, you know, I walk into Walmart with a Speedo and everybody looks at me. I don't know what the difference is.
You walk around Walmart wearing a Speedo. It's completely out of, why would you wear a Speedo in Walmart?
Oh, well, why not? No.
Because people, of course, they're looking at you.
But why can't you wear it at the beach?
Look, you can wear whatever. Do you want to wear a Speedo? Is that your way of asking permission? Oh, God, dead air. Oh, which I also got a lecture from my husband.
Oh, God. Why does he listen to this? Tell him to go away.
That's right. Our production staff, a.k.a. Eric.
No,
he
but
says, seriously. You know, you have some dead air. I had to cut 4 seconds off. Do you believe him? So your reaction, you're like, you're speechless.
Well, I mean, I go to the beach and I see women are in thongs.
Yeah.
And they shouldn't be.
There you go.
So why can't a man be in a Speedo on a beach?
He can do whatever he wants to. Look, it's a free country so far.
I don't find a lot of men doing it, but today I did. I saw it in a couple. And he was older, of course, everybody is. And he was in a Speedo. So I sat near him because I thought, well, Speedos unite.
And you were in your Speedo.
Well, yeah, I'm a Speedo closet person.
Really?
I am.
Apparently, you're not in the closet if you wore it today at the beach.
Well, I sat next to
note him. To Pascual.
When I'm with you and anybody else, I won't wear it. But it's just when I'm by myself or, you know, if I had a significant other, I would have.
And you frolic in the waves?
Oh, God, no. When I get up off the beach, then I put it on. When I just have to lay down perfectly flat. I don't prance around.
So what do? You put another pair of trunks on?
Then I get up and walk around. Yeah, I won't walk around with a Speedo. I just like to get a tan with a Speedo.
Understood.
Because it kills me when I see these guys, they roll their leg pants up to look like a diaper. And I'm like, because they want their thighs all to be tanned. Then put on a Speedo.
Exactly. I hear you.
Thanks. I will put my hands in. You know, that's what I'm saying. It's that they really roll their pants all the way up and it looks ridiculous.
Well, if you're asking me if I don't go to the beach, but let's say I did go to the beach and there was a man there with a Speedo, would I be offended? No, I'm to each his own. Gig isn't the hay. You should get the tan you deserve, whatever.
All right. I just wanted to ask what your opinion was.
If I had a friend that came to visit and they're swimming around in a Speedo, I wouldn't say anything either.
Oh, I would never do that with you or anybody. I don't. I always wear my regular bathing trunks. But it's just like when I'm at myself at the beach, then I just put them on. Or at home, I would always wear it when we had the yard.
So let me ask you a question. You sat next to the other Speedo guy. What?
Well, like,
you know, collect attention?
Like two blankets. Well, I don't want to be that close. I don't want to jump on them. But you know what I mean? It's like at least there's a little Speedo section.
Oh, a Speedo. I got to go to this beach. You know,
well, there's a lady over there with her thong on, and then she had the top off because she wanted to get the back done, which I could understand. You don't want a bra line. But then she was laying sideways. And I'm like, well, I didn't see the front. Like, are you holding yourself up in the front? Because you can't be nude at the beach.
Yes, in New York State, you know, you could be nude.
Really?
You could be topless. Women could be topless, yes.
Interesting. That's anyway. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
I could be wrong if it's New. I believe it's New York State, yeah. But this is Connecticut, right?
Very European, yes. Okay.
Well, do you have a nude beach by you? And
no.
If you did, would you go?
No. I don't like nude beaches. I like to have some privacy. I don't want to see everybody's.
Well, nothing. You know, if I was younger, when I was younger.
You did.
I did. I really didn't have inhibitions.
Well, the U.S. is, we're all hung up.
I would take my top off. I don't care.
Right. All right. Well, I just had to ask you.
I'm so glad we got that.
You'll never see me in a Speedo, but that's okay.
Yeah, and you'll never see me naked. And that's to your benefit. I don't want to traumatize you. Oh, my God.
All right. So listen, I have to say to one of our listeners about the freezer, to Marie in Stamford. Thank you very much for listening. She sent me the photo of the freezer with the light bulb, and it's a GE freezer.
Oh, look at
her. I sent you the photo?
You sent me the photo. Thank you. What was her name, Marie?
Marie
in Stamford.
Marie in Stamford. I'm going to go to her house and look at her freezer.
Nice. Thank you for listening so closely that you sent us the thing.
I'm so curious. And so that's a GE, though. Yours is Turkish.
Mine is Turkish. So I didn't see a GE. You know, I never even thought of it until you said something.
I just figured they didn't have a light bulb. So, you know, you just get used to not having a bulb.
Yeah.
But the thing is, if you have so much stuff in there, how could you see the bulb if you have it blocked?
Well, I don't know. Maybe you're not supposed to have so much stuff in it.
In a freezer.
In the freezer, yeah.
All right, just a little thought.
So what's today? Today is July 13th when this episode drops.
Correct.
And you are the keeper of the dates. What is it?
It is National French Fry Day. Ooh, that's
nice.
It is a good French Friday.
You know, I want to go now. I want to have a French fry.
I know. Do I like it with ketchup or cheese?
A little ketchup. I just dip it in. But I like skinny fries. I like them crispy.
I like them thick or thin, curly. I'm not prejudiced. I'll eat any of them.
Really? No, I like thin cuts.
All right. But I like a ton of ketchup.
Yeah, no, I like crispy and I just dunk it in a little bit. Very dainty. Okay. Like the dainty lady that I am.
You're so dainty.
So dainty. Oh my God. What else?
The next one is National Bedford Forest Day. National Bedford Forest Day.
What the heck's a Bedford Forest?
Don't know. I didn't look it up.
And National why should Bedford we have a Forest. Day for it?
No, I'm sticking with my French fries.
Yeah, me too. I never heard of this day.
Bedford National Forest. Bedford Forest Day. It has to be with a forest, but it's with two R's. Isn't forest with one R? F-O-R-E-S-T?
I believe. Maybe that's a person.
It may be. It's Bedford Forest with two R's. That's the clue.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Well, whoever you are, Bedford, we have no idea who you are.
Thank you for what
it might done. As well be Kim Kardashian Day for us.
Don't start with that girl. We
would not care about that day.
You know, that woman does not think when she talks. She
what
really
does she
doesn't.
Say now?
Oh my God, that girl. Swear to God. She really thinks she's really like one of us. You know what I mean? She's a mother of what, four kids? But she makes it sound like she's got, you know, like $65 million in the bank that it equals to like, you know, $100 every paycheck or something. It's it's amazing how she acts. She was in the Allure magazine. Did you read Allure this week?
I did not.
You didn't get the subscription? All right. The Allure magazine. She's talking about her hands. She's 41 years old. Her hands are ugly and they're wrinkly and gross. She's not happy with them.
So is she going to have something done to her hands?
Well, she's at peace, she said, of not being perfect.
Really?
She's at peace not being perfect with being a millionaire.
She just figured that out, that she's not perfect.
But her comment, though, which got me, was she genuinely cares about looking good. And this is her quote. She cares more than 90% of the people on the planet of how she looks. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
90% of the people of how she take care of herself. So
of everyone on the planet, where did she get these statistics? Who talked to everyone on the planet?
But the way it sounded to me when I read it, like she really cares about how she looks. So the rest of us don't care how we look.
Yeah. And 90% of the planet.
Right.
Let's think about the math here, Kim.
Right. That's what I mean. It's so insulting.
How could it be 90%? Of the planet, understand that part of the planet is sub-Saharan desert.
Right.
People who live in South, you know, in the deserts, people who don't even have Wi-Fi. You think they're caring about skincare if they're having to walk 3 miles to get water? This woman doesn't have a clue.
But she's like making herself like she's just an average Joe. You know, she takes care of her four children. She bathes them, it said. And, you know, she's like a working mom. Oh, honey, buddy, you're not a working mom. Yes, you're a working mom, but she's not a typical, you know.
She's not worried about having enough gas to get to Walmart to get the hot dogs that are on sale. Come on.
Right. Not running out of diapers and all this stuff. That's right. She just tries to be equal to us, and it's just annoying. Another week I don't like her.
Yeah.
Really. Go away,
girl. Week we're going to like her? We don't like her.
I don't know. Maybe at Christmas time, but I doubt it.
You're a better person than I am.
Oy vey.
Exactly, oy vey.
Anyway, so what else?
So I have a follow-up on last week that I talked about locking your doors. Like as New Yorker, you lock everything.
Right.
You know, one of my biggest pet peeves when you, on like these crime shows, these reality crime shows, right. And they start with, it was the kind of town that no one locked their doors. There you go. That's your first problem. No one locked their doors. Of course they came and they ran into your house. You got to lock the door. Dum, dum, dum. And then whoever's knocking on the door. You're screaming, who the heck are you?
Right.
And if it says you're whoever you are, I want you to pass your ID under the door. Yeah, I'm not opening that door. No.
You couldn't know the person.
Another pet peeve is they say it's a kind of town where everybody put their car keys on their visors. So are you wondering why your car got stolen?
Yeah.
Who's thinking of these things? Who thinks this is a good thing?
What town is that? I could use another car.
You know, anyway, they say like in America, in, you know, what do they call that? In America, in Middle America.
Middle America.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, this is, what year is this? 2022. I mean, you just don't do this anymore.
No one's doing that. No one can do that.
You can't leave the keys in the visor. Did you ever do that growing up?
Are you kidding me? No, I don't trust anybody. I'm going to give them my keys.
But I mean, in the 50s and 60s.
Well, I'm not that old, honey. No, we lived in the Bronx.
Your parents.
My parents, yeah, we lived in the Bronx, and then we moved to Queens. No one was leaving their keys in the car.
Right. No. What about the door unlocked?
Never.
The car doors, right.
No.
Yeah, I don't remember my parents. I mean, we had the driveway at the house, but.
I got another one for you. When I get into my car, no matter where I've been, I always look in the back seat because, you know, that's, they come and they take you by your throat and they're like sneak in the back.
Before you get in, or after?
Before I get in, I look in the back seat to make sure no one's laying there.
Huh, that's a good one. I didn't think about that.
Yeah, no, they're not going to catch me by surprise.
No, you're going to catch them. You carry like mace?
No, I don't. I'm not that paranoid. But, you know, maybe now that you say it, I should.
Yeah. No, it's good to have it. See, my car, though, when I get into the car, my side view mirrors fold in.
Mine do, too. So,
well, then how could they be on the inside when they close?
Listen, what do I know with all this stuff they're doing? You know, like your automatic car opener, they say that there are people who can, you know,
manipulate
that. Yeah.
Really?
I am not playing. No.
No, it's scary. It really is when you think. And I just take it for granted nobody's in my car. That's why. You know what I mean?
When we walk in the house, the first thing I look at is the TV. If the TV is there, I say, okay, no one broke in. It's the stupidest thing in the world.
Is yours a smart TV, though?
I have a smart TV.
Okay, because that's a good one. No, that's good to think about. You don't want to
lose because, that. You know, if somebody's going to take something, they're going to take your TV.
Right. But they're so big and they're so cheap now. Really, why would people take it?
Yeah, why would they take? Oh, no, now I have to rethink this. What would they take?
Something else. Look for your laptops.
Yeah, but that's in the bedroom.
Oh, all right.
So then I have to walk into the room. They're already here. Forget it. I'm doomed.
No, let Eric go in.
That's right.
That's what you do. I say, oh, I forgot something in the car, Eric. You go in the house. I'll meet you.
Yeah. I'll be right in.
Yeah.
Look.
That's what husbands are for.
It's survival of the fittest.
If he comes out naked and afraid, run.
That's right.
Are you watching that show?
No, I'm not watching. I'm over it.
You moved on?
Mm-hmm. I did. I haven't been watching. I haven't been watching anything. Any reality.
Wow. I still have to work on my Netflix. Now I'm getting bored. I've been looking at the TCM channels. I've been seeing, I saw Music Man the other day, but now I really have to call that number to 611. And
why don't you FaceTime with your father and he'll walk you through? It's not that hard.
I know.
It's very simple.
TV.
It's an email address and your password.
What password for what?
For Netflix.
Oh, I don't have one yet.
Oh, you have to do the whole thing.
Right.
I understand.
Call 611. I have to get it because I have it for a year for free, but I think it started in December from when I started, when I got my iPhone 13.
What does 611 do?
I don't know. I think I have to call 611.
What's a 611? What's that about?
I don't know what that is. I think I was told.
Is that like a secret number?
I don't know. I think I was told I have to call 611 for a number from T-Mobile.
Oh, I
haven't called 611 yet.
From your phone, yes.
Is that true?
It sounds true.
I know, but there's so many good things on Netflix I got to watch. Have you seen The Offering?
No, but we just finished.
Heard of it?
The Offering, no. What is that about?
I don't know. Somebody told me to see it. I forgot.
Do you have Hulu?
I got nothing. I don't. I just have the basics.
Wow.
The basic cable, pre-basic that comes with the condo.
What do you do on a rainy day?
I was watching Music Man. It's TCM. I watch the old shows. Did you not listen?
I did. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, but I don't want you watching the Music Man.
No, but I haven't seen the Music Man in a long time, so it was good to see it. Robert Preston was very good.
Were you singing along?
Yeah, well, I wanted to get a uniform. But no, I just have to get Netflix, so I have to really work on that. That's my goal for the week.
Yeah, on Netflix, Stranger Things season 4 is out.
I know. I saw like maybe season 2, up to 2 or 3.
Well, I have to say season 4, it started slow, but it ended up very good. Yeah.
I know. There's a lot I have to see. All right. Well, I will.
All right. Well, that's good.
Yeah, but I'll talk to your husband about it too.
I have a personal question to ask you.
Yes.
Don't get mad at me, but I was wondering, could you tell our listeners how it has been after having been in a relationship for as long as you were, being single?
Oh, yeah. It was 28 years, and it ended in December. And it's been an adjustment. It really has, of course. Whether it's a death or a divorce. It's coming along. I'm coming into myself. My brother said that he's noticed a big change in me, and the family has, in a positive way.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, very nice. Yeah. The other day. He said, it's like, I've changed. I've become more lightheaded. I've become lighter. I'm an airhead.
Lighthearted?
Lighthearted, let's go with that. Yeah, you can see a difference in when we all get together as a family, and I'm just much more, I seem much happier, and they've noticed a difference in me. That's what he said. It's good. So for me, I'm enjoying. I go out, I go to the movies alone, go to dinner. I just had lunch today alone. It's not to say I don't have friends to do things with, but I don't know. I kind of like doing things alone. I don't sit there cry. It's just, you know, I just do it, and it makes me feel good.
You know, when you're with someone for as long as you are, it becomes normal, however it is.
Right.
It's not a bad thing. It's just a reality. Right. Whatever the routines with that person and your moods or whatever, and that's how it is. It's normal. Yeah. And then I would imagine. But so are you dating?
No. I look, but no, I don't date.
Would you date?
Eventually I would, but you know, I know what my age is. And when I look at somebody else's age, it's like, well, we could look alike, but we're not the same age. And that's the frustrating thing. Just today, actually, when I was out walking around, I stopped and had a burger. And that's what I want to tell you about too. It's like, I kept seeing this one person like walking in the streets. We saw each other like 3 times within the last 2 hours. And we ended up at the same restaurant. Yeah, it was bizarre. And we ended up at the same restaurant that I was at first.
Is he stalking you?
That's what I thought. But then he had his back to me and he didn't turn around. I'm like, well, what does that mean then? You know what I mean? Like, anyway, but then I realized sitting there, it's like, well, you look like you're in your 30s. And then I'm like, well, what's my age? You know what I mean? So then I'm like,
Well, you look like you're in your 40s.
Thank you. Yes, I appreciate that. But in reality, when you really meet somebody and you sit down and talk, you can't just lie and say it. You know what I mean? And then when somebody brings that 65th birthday cake in January, it's like, oh,
no, you can't lie. You have to be honest. But I have a friend and he met someone in his 60s.
And
the guy is also in his 60s.
Oh, 66.
It's fantastic. They have really created a great relationship.
Right. No, that's good. I mean, I just do want somebody that, you know, I don't know. If it happens, it happens. I mean, 28 years was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Not a boohoo moment. It was just, you know, I had it. Whatever happens again, we'll see. But it's...
Well, yeah. You know, I'm proud of you to go through this.
I appreciate that. And I've had a good, it's been helpful having great family and great friends to keep me busy doing things. And if I didn't have that, it would have been much more difficult.
Yeah.
Really would have. So it's nice to have a good support system. Really is. So all good. Thank you for asking.
Oh, you're welcome. You don't mind that I asked you?
No, that's just between you and me anyway, so it's fine.
That's right. It's only you and me. No one's ever going to listen to this.
I got a Google question.
Uh-oh, Evelyn Googles. Okay, she's firing up.
Okay, why are manhole covers round?
I'm thinking. I know there's dead air. I keep thinking of Eric saying, you gotta say something, my husband. I would think it's because it makes more sense, probably more expedient, to make a round hole in the ground. And I would think it's, you know, you whatever the mechanism to go down it, I would think that it's more expedient. It's less costly and maybe more time efficient to do it that way.
Well, the hole under there, isn't it round?
I would think, but that they make it the hole.
Right.
It's going into the sewers, isn't it?
Right. Yeah, I don't know. I was just curious because I was, you know, I really always drive over manholes all the time. And I was like, ooh, why is that one round?
I believe I have seen ground, you know, Eric loves taking pictures of manhole covers. I believe we've seen square ones in Europe. Yeah, it's a thing with him. He loves it because it usually.
I know he likes trains.
No, he also loves manhole. I told him the other day, he was showing me all these manhole covers that he took pictures of. I said, Evan, you should do a collage because sometimes it says the name of the town. It's very interesting.
On the manhole.
Sometimes they have a picture. Very interesting manhole covers.
I did not know that about my father. Look at that. Learned something new.
He really is something, and he loves taking these pictures. I told him he should do a collage, like a book.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Oh, I'd love to see them one day.
Why not, you know? Well, he's going to be listening to this because he's the first one. So, Eric, when you put this together.
This would have to remind you.
That's right. Here's a reminder. Oh, do your thing, you know.
Oh, that's cute. Yeah.
How are we doing?
Good.
Oh, okay. Well, so we also have to look at the towns that are listening to us now in America, the states.
Oh, break it down into that a little
further. Today we were doing honor to Germany. Thank you, German listeners. You know, Germany is one of my favorite countries. I love Berlin.
Yeah, I've never been, though, unfortunately.
Berlin is my Paris. I loved it. Loved Berlin.
I have a piece of the wall.
Do you?
Does that count? Yep.
It's a great
wow, city. I know. Do you? Yeah.
Yeah, like really. Do you have it? Like, did you put it behind glass? What'd you do with the wall?
No, it was in a little plastic bag, like a little plastic box that my ex got. And I just have it in the china closet.
Nice.
That's what I say. Nice. I got a little piece of Berlin with me.
I looked, I saw it, I touched it, you know.
The exact real wall.
The real one, yeah, because the hotel we were staying at, this Marriott in Berlin, they built the Marriott like right, half of it is in the west and half of it is in the east.
Oh, so right.
The wall would have been right straight through the middle of this hotel. So whenever you go out the hotel, there's wall everywhere and everything's around.
Oh, cool.
So it just was good. I love it. So thank you, Germany.
Yes, thank you, Germany.
And so this is wrapping up another episode of Two New Yorkers, A Thousand Opinions.
Thank you, everyone, for listening.
Like us and follow us and share us. Tell all your friends in every country. And Algeria, we're not mad at you. It's not that we haven't talked about you in a couple of weeks.
We still like you.
We still love Algeria. Thank you everywhere around the world that you're listening to us.
We appreciate it. And thanks again, Marie, for telling me about your GE freezer. That was so cute. Yes,
thank you, Marie.
Great. Really nice.
And a special hello to Uncle Nunzi, because I know he listens.
Yes, definitely does. Good.
All right.
All right.
So, thanks, well, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
Ciao, y'all. Yeah, ciao, y'all.